This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. China and the United States are the world's two biggest economies. That is fact number one. China and the United States are, at a very macro policy level and at a very businesses just trying to sell their stuff level as well, having some substantive disagreements on trade. That is fact number two. Fact number three is that it's entirely possible that consumers in both of those economies are getting sick and tired of fact number two. Case in point, retail sales data released in both countries today. In China, the slowest growth in retail in 16 years, still growing, have to say, just slower. Here, retail was down as well. Not a lot, but a sign that consumers are a little squeamish, which is interesting because there have been some fairly high readings on the consumer confidence meter of late. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what's going on.
First, let's just stipulate, U.S. consumers do have a lot going for them right now. Ben Herzon is an economist at IHS Market.
Healthy gains in jobs, increase of average hourly earnings, so income looks pretty good.
And consumers are feeling more upbeat than they were around the beginning of the year after the stock market tanked and the government shut down. But there are also some new drags on consumer sentiment, like higher gas prices.
When consumers see gasoline prices rising pretty sharply, it is a hit to confidence. After you fill up your tank, there's less left over for other spending.
Consumers aren't in retreat. They just appear a little more cautious about the future. Take 41-year-old G.R. Fielding. He's a civil engineer. His wife's a nurse. They live with their two young children near Aspen, Colorado. He says locally, things are going great. Home prices have been soaring.
Having our eye on the economy, we've decided to make a number of large purchases and double down on our house, making home improvements.
But he says now they're pretty much done with the big spending. They'll hunker down, pay off debt, and get ready for the next shoe to drop in the economy.
It's just been going so well for so long. Intuition tells me that something has to give at some point.
And there are some clouds on the horizon, says Scott Anderson, chief economist at Bank of the West.
We are seeing continued slowing in the global economy. We've got uncertainties coming from trade wars and tariffs.
And he says with loan delinquencies rising on car loans and credit cards, there are increasing signs lower and middle income consumers are strapped for cash. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.